And then we'll take a few minutes and just fall into our breathing. Excuse me. So just gradually sink into your breathing. It can be helpful to take a few deep breaths, inhales and exhales, if that's helpful to you. I've been talking quite a bit, so you might have thoughts that have been stimulated. You might have emotional responses that have been stimulated. Just whatever the case, just be aware of what's going on for you. Sort of note what is there and then come down into the body. Just on a very somatic level, just feel your body as it breathes. Now, as you continue to breathe and be aware of your breathing, gently focus your attention on what some call the heart center, this center spot in your chest as you breathe in and out. This place in your heart where you feel sadness and compassion and love. And just feel this heart center as you breathe in and breathe out. You might even imagine you're breathing directly in and out of your heart center. For some people, it can be helpful to put your hand over your heart if you're comfortable doing that. Just feel your chest expand as you inhale and relax as you exhale. And check in with yourself. How do you feel in your heart right now? What's there? Is it tight? Perhaps open and expansive? Perhaps quivering? Perhaps nothing, perhaps numb, just what is there? Perhaps softness, openness. And notice any barriers you might have erected in your heart. Barriers or emotions you've been carrying. Because you haven't forgiven yourself or others. Maybe ways that your heart is closed or has been kept closed. Feel the places in your heart that have not forgiven. Keep your breathing very soft and gentle. And now very gently allow yourself to remember and visualize, if that's your mode of operation, the ways you might have hurt others. And again, it's usually most effective to begin with small things. And bring to mind what you can meet there with gentleness, compassion. As best you can, let yourself bear witness to pain that you might have caused out of your own fear and confusion, perhaps. Feeling any sorrow or regret that might pop up, or anything else, and holding that. With as much tenderness as you can. Just very lightly hold it. And sense the possibility of finally releasing these burdens by asking for forgiveness. And take your time and allow memories or pictures to come as they will or as you see fit. And then as a situation comes to mind, gently repeat, "For any way that I've harmed or hurt you, I ask for forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness." For any way I've harmed or hurt you, I ask for forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness. And let yourself remember and feel the fear, pain, anger, or confusion that really led you to hurt this person. And then silently continue to ask for forgiveness. Looking through the eyes of the heart, see how these hurtful actions were really tragic expressions of your own unmet needs, perhaps. Perhaps the need to be loved or respected, or for safety or peace. And notice the fact that we hurt others just as they hurt us, make us just part of the human family. Now drop this reflection and simply come back to your breathing body. Breathing in and out, just take a moment and just feel your precious body and your life. This breath that's breathing every moment we're alive. And now again, very gently bring to mind any ways you might have hurt or harmed yourself. We can be experts at self-sabotage. See if you can bring this same honest and tender awareness to ways that you've inflicted harm on yourself. It could be psychological harm, physical harm. And as you imagine, picture these scenarios, allow your heart to really be moved by the poignancy, really, of these expressions of self-betrayal, perhaps, self-abandonment, self-harm. And feel the sorrow you perhaps have carried, and sense the possibility of releasing these burdens. extend forgiveness to yourself. Think to yourself, for any ways I've hurt myself, through action or inaction, out of my own fear, pain, and confusion, I now extend heartfelt forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. How does it feel in this moment to offer yourself forgiveness? Once again, drop this reflection and come back to your body, your breathing body. Just feel yourself breathing. And now we'll bring to mind those who may have hurt or harmed us, hurt or harmed you. And here it's especially important to begin with the small hurts, smaller hurts. Just feel the sorrow you've carried from the past. Can you touch a place in your heart that longs to be free of this? There are so many ways each of us have been harmed. Knowingly, unknowingly. Thought, word, and deed. Whatever comes to mind, whatever you recall, remember that each person too has caused suffering out of his or her own fear and confusion. Ignorance. Now sense that you can release this burden of pain by gradually extending forgiveness as your heart is ready. Reciting to yourself, but never forcing. I've carried this pain in my heart long enough. To the extent that I am ready, I offer you forgiveness. I've carried this pain in my heart long enough. To the extent that I'm ready, I offer you forgiveness. And remember that forgiveness neither condones nor minimizes harmful actions, wrongdoing. If something wasn't wrong to begin with, it wouldn't require forgiveness. And remember also, you can explore forgiveness now and choose not to forgive later. To explore just dipping your toe in the water of forgiveness. I've carried this pain in my heart long enough. To the extent that I'm ready, I offer you forgiveness. And in the last bit of this practice, bring your attention back to the heart center as you breathe in and out. And now as you do so, imbue each in-breath with kindness and each out-breath with ease. Breathing in kindness, breathing out ease. breathing in kindness, breathing out ease. And now let's close this practice with rejoicing. Just appreciate your courage and the courage of everyone in this room and commitment to live open-heartedly. And may this practice of exploring forgiveness be of benefit to you and everyone around you. And then gradually, at your own pace, come back to this space, moving your body as needed, opening your eyes when you're ready.